Aunt Evelyn's Hydrangea, a Transcontinental Garden Tale. From Seattle to Wake Forest, A Gardener's Odyssey by Sandra Peterson. We embarked on a journey 17 months ago when my husband dropped the bombshell about relocating from Seattle to the East Coast. Panic ensued. What about our family, our businesses, and my beloved garden? The thought of leaving behind 23 years of nurturing and growth was overwhelming. As we discussed the logistics of the move, my mind kept drifting back to my garden. Every spring was a ritual of ordering the finest compost, meticulously spreading it around my cherished plants, and eagerly awaiting the emergence of new life. Each year brought a renewed sense of wonder and anticipation. Leaving behind my garden felt like leaving a piece of my soul. The thought of abandoning plants lovingly acquired from friends and family was heartbreaking. Could we at least consider Zone 7 for our new home? My husband, bless his heart, supported my gardening passion, albeit with a hint of apprehension. After much deliberation, we settled on North Carolina, where I could continue my green-fingered adventures. The prospect of recreating my garden in a new environment filled me with excitement and trepidation. The relocation process was a logistical nightmare, especially when it came to transporting my precious plants. Cuttings, pots, and makeshift nurseries became my constant companions as we journeyed across the country. Finally, we arrived at our new home, where I set about creating my garden oasis amidst the unfamiliar terrain and climate. Challenges abounded, from battling humidity to encountering unexpected wildlife, but my determination never wavered. And then, one magical morning, as I toiled in my new garden, a familiar sight greeted me. My Aunt Evelyn's hydrangea, blooming proudly by the front door. In that moment, I knew I was home.